Welcome to Beating Uncertainty, the show that goes over tips, tricks, and activities to help with depression and anxiety. I'm your host, Taylor, and today we're talking about how healthy choices can help your anxiety. So, without further ado, let's dive in. I know we've all heard our doctors say that we need proper diet and exercise. What does that really mean, though? We already touched on exercise, but having a well-balanced diet isn't only good for your physical health, but your mental health, too. Having a balanced diet allows for your body and brain to get the necessary vitamins that it needs to be healthy. Usually, though, we are deficient in some sort of vitamin or mineral. I eat fairly well, though not excellent, but I also take a multivitamin every day. Feeling run down and lethargic can be a symptom of not getting enough vitamin D, for example. Let's dive into the different nutrient classes. Carbohydrates. Carbohydrates are what give us energy. Carbohydrates can be found in bread or pasta, as well as an array of other foods. Most of the time, people know them as anything with flour in it. Carbs are important to our well-being, but overeating carbs can cause our body to be run down. Fats. Most everyone loves bacon. Yum. Fats are an important part of our diet. They provide energy and are important for fat-soluble vitamins. You can actually train your body to use fat as its primary source of energy, as evident in diets like the keto diet. With fats, you have to be careful. There are healthy fats and bad fats. Trans fats are usually things bad with hydrogenated vegetable oil, things like fried foods, French fries, donuts, other deep-fried fast foods, margarine, vegetable shortening, baked goods, especially those that aren't homemade, cakes, cookies, and pastries, and processed snack foods like microwave popcorn, crackers, and chips. They're all best left avoided, but once in a while isn't going to make or break you. Saturated fats are okay in moderation, but it shouldn't be something you eat a lot of. Types of saturated fats include fatty meats like lamb, pork, and beef, dark meat chicken, and poultry skin. High-fat dairy products like ice cream, whole milk, butter, etc., and lard. Healthy fats like monounsaturated and polyunsaturated are fats that you really need to focus on including in your diet. Monounsaturated fats are things like nuts, olive and peanut oil, peanut butter and almond butter, and avocados. These foods can reduce your risk of cardiovascular disease and regulate your body's bad cholesterol levels. Polyunsaturated fats are like monounsaturated fats in that they can reduce your risk of cardiovascular disease and help your cholesterol levels. These fats are considered very important because they are fats that our bodies cannot make on our own. Some of the fats in this category are not only healthy fats, but they contain omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids that are crucial to a healthy lifestyle. The omega-3 fatty acids are in foods like salmon, herring, walnuts, trout, sardines, chia seeds, and flaxseed. Omega-6 fatty acids are common in tofu, soybeans and soybean oil, walnuts, and seeds like sunflower, pumpkin, and sesame. All fats are high in calories, so be aware when consuming. Fiber. Fiber is an important part of a healthy digestive system. It can help with digestive process, reduce the risk of gastrointestinal cancer, reduce cholesterol, promote healthy weight, and promote blood sugar control. I know lots of people think of fiber as oats, bran, and whole grains, but there are lots of foods that have fiber in them. Some of those include fruits like strawberries, pears, apples, avocados, raspberries, and bananas. Vegetables that include beets, carrots, broccoli, artichoke, and Brussels sprouts. Legumes like lentils, kidney beans, split peas, chickpeas, grains like quinoa, oats, and popcorn, almonds, chia seeds, sweet potatoes, and dark chocolate.